Always fun to talk to smart kids at Rock Ridge High School. We have one here in senior Emily Atwell, the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month, and also just recently named an Illinois State Scholar. Emily Atwell, you've had a pretty good month of December. Merry Christmas. Tell us a little bit about some of these academic accolades. Pretty neat for you.
Yeah, it's been going good. I was named Student of the Month. That was pretty cool to find that out. And then right after that, I found out I was Illinois State Scholar as well.
So for our listening audience, can you describe a little bit, is it an application process for that state scholar for people that don't know how that works? What goes into that?
It's based on SAT scores, which I took last year. It's a combination of the SAT score and then my GPA at the end of junior year. So I didn't have to fill anything out or apply for it, but they just plug these numbers into an algorithm.
And what was your SAT score? And I assume you're probably a 4.0 kid.
Yeah, I think I have a 4.2 weighted GPA right now, and then my SAT score was a 1450.
Holy smokes. We are talking to an Illinois State Scholar. How hard do you work in the classroom, or does it come pretty easy to you?
I will say I'm pretty lucky. It comes pretty naturally to me, but I mean, I definitely do still work hard, you know, working hard to get all my homework and assignments done on time, and I did work hard to get that SAT score.
All right, and it says here your favorite class, you really like history, and Mrs. Niece is your favorite teacher. Why is history your favorite class?
I've just always loved history because to me it's just kind of like it's telling a story. I don't really feel like I'm being forced to learn. It's just so interesting to me. It's just like someone's just kind of telling me a story almost.
That's a perfect segue then to being a member of Scholastic Bowl, right? That love of history, I would assume, kind of comes in handy for Scholastic Bowl. Is that something you've participated in for a while, or how did you get your start there?
I don't think I joined the team until my sophomore year of high school, and I didn't really have much to do during the winter because I wasn't doing any other activities, and a couple of my friends were on the team, and it just seemed like a good time and something that would be fun for me, so I decided to give it a try.
Yeah, what do you like the most about that? I mean, is there specific category? You say it's a fun time. I've been to a couple of like Scholastic Bowl practices at like Mercer County High School with their team. I'm like, man, this looks like pretty fun to hang around and do this stuff. I know there's some pop culture stuff in it, but there's some more serious stuff too. But what, you know, is the attraction for you in all this? I know it's fun, as you mentioned, but I assume there's some other stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, like, and it's just really rewarding whenever you answer a question right, you know, and there's always certain categories. Like I said, I really like history, so whenever there's a history question, then, you know, I'm always trying to get that one and help out my team.
All right, and Rock Ridge has a great band program, so you participate in that, play the saxophone, but you picked up a new instrument, and you want to be a rock and roll star too, right? You play the guitar, you just picked that up last year. Your love of music, how far back does your love of music go?
Oh, man, I think forever. I would always hear my sister, because my sister, older sister, she was in band, so I saw her doing that, and I was like, man, you know, I want to do that someday. And I love band, and I love to listen to music, like, constantly when I'm at home working on homework or doing anything, I always have music playing in the background.
Explain your music taste to us. Is it a wide variety?
Oh, yeah, it is a wide variety. I like a lot of rock bands. Recently, I've been listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers a lot.
All right. And then, you know, the success of the band program, I know there's been a lot of that at Rock Ridge over the years. So that has to be pretty neat, too, to get that recognition with the band program, the state championship, and then all the kids that participate. I know the numbers are pretty impressive there, too. So Rock Ridge, in the community, they buy into the band program. How important is that?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome just to be a part of something like that. In band, it's really a big family. I think there's about 60 kids in band, but we're all super close. And I think that's part of the reason why we've been able to do so well the past couple of years.
All right, and I know a lot of the kids we talk to, they're involved in so many different things, and there's always neat, like, backstories with them. And I can't get into all these, but it says you work at Snowstar Winter Sports Park. That's awesome. You like to ski. You played on the golf team. You like to read. You like to fish. We talked about playing the guitar. But the other thing I want to hit on here before we wrap up, your plans are to attend Iowa State University, and this is pretty neat for me, and pursue a degree and career and in meteorology. So I'll ask you, Emily Atwell, what do you want to do with your life?
Well, you know, after college, I'm hoping to get that meteorology degree, and I would love to work for the National Weather Service or the Weather Channel and, you know, be out there in these big storms and everything and maybe be the person that people are watching on their TV someday.
Yeah, so and where did that interest originate from? I mean, are you the kind of kid that is always looking at the sky when there's, like, a weird weather thing going on that you're, you know, you run out of the house and you want to see the clouds? Where did that all originate from?
I don't know. I think I've just been like that my whole life, ever since I was a little kid, whenever there'd be a bad storm on the horizon, you know, and my parents would be telling me to get down in the basement, I'd be running outside to watch it coming.
All right. Well, awesome. Great to visit with the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month for December, and this is also an Illinois State Scholar we've been talking to, so congratulations. That's quite an honor, too. All right, Emily Atwell, keep enjoying your senior year and keep staying involved, and we wish you the best of luck here for the rest of the school year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.